Call of Abraham. Terah lived in a place called Ur. He had three sons and at least one daughter. One of the sons had a child named Lot. Another son was Abram, who married his half-sister Sarai. When Lot's father died, Terah took the entire family and moved north to a place called Haran. The entire clan stayed there until Terah died. When Abram was 75 years old, the Lord said, "Abram, I want you to leave your family and country and go to a place I have selected for you. I'll make you into a nation, and your name will be great. I'll bless you, and I'll also bless everyone else who blesses you. And I'll curse anyone who curses you. All the families of the earth will be blessed because of you." So Abram took his wife Sarai and Lot his nephew and left Haran. When they came to a place called Canaan, God said, "I'm giving this land to you and your children." Abram believed God, even though he didn't have any children. He knew that God would keep his promise. So he built an altar in the new land God had given him and worshiped the Lord. Sometime later, a severe famine hit the land. So Abram took all that he had and went to Egypt. He said to Sarai, "The Egyptians will see that you're a beautiful woman. They'll kill me in order to get you. So tell them that you're my sister." He was right. The Egyptians saw that Sarai was beautiful. And when Pharaoh found out that she wasn't married, he took her into his house. Then he treated Abram well, thinking the man was her brother. Abram became rich in Egypt. His wealth included sheep, cattle, donkeys, camels, and servants. God was angry with Pharaoh because he had Sarai in his house. Plagues hit his family, and everyone got seriously sick. Finally, Pharaoh said to Abram, Why did you do this to me? You said she was your sister. Now I find out she's your wife. Take her and get out of here." So Abram took his wife and Lot and went back to Canaan. They settled near a place called Bethel. There he worshiped the Lord.